now. This is Stuart McGirt, laser coaching session, Wednesday, 21st July. My life is running before me, Stuart. Hey, how can I help you this morning?
Well, I think, David, what I'd like to do is to mainly just talk to you this morning.
Okay.
Review the strategic decisions with the business here.
Yeah.
And I think after a rather torrid 6 months, I think I've turned the corner here.
Right.
And what I have realised with talking to clients and my staff is that I really am the problem and therefore must be the solution as well.
Right.
And what I have allowed myself to do is to lose sight of the greater goal and to become bogged down in the details.
Right.
The change, I suppose, in the last 6 months,
yes,
is going from a directly authorised firm,
yes,
through a large number of different guises. We became unauthorised. I attempted unsuccessfully to purchase the business.
Yeah.
The compromise solution that we have reached is that I'm still operating in a niche within the Thompson Wilson Pattinson Solicitors.
Yeah.
We've established a separate business, Thompson Wilson Pattinson Financial Services Limited.
Right.
A mouthful.
Okay.
The business is owned by the directors of the solicitor's practice.
Yeah.
I've accepted the role of managing director of the business.
Yeah.
With one other director, Roger Haig, who's also an authorised individual.
Right.
The business itself is an appointed representative of a new network called Network Director Limited.
Okay.
This new network has some problems.
Okay.
And has been unable to obtain agencies with all insurance companies.
Okay.
Including some big companies like Allegal and General.
Right.
So we have operated this year with a somewhat doubtful authorization since January the 1st.
Right.
Completely unauthorized since April the 1st.
Goodness gracious.
And now authorized with effect from the 6th of July.
Right.
On a basis that I'm personally on a... well, we both aren't. Roger and I are on a preliminary authorization in that we need to submit business to the standard of the network,
right,
to achieve fully authorised status.
Yeah.
So, without wanting to go into the detail of what's happened in the 6 months, it has been a rather traumatic time.
It sounds like it.
And the result is, in my view, a temporary solution to a permanent problem.
Right.
What I have sought to do is to protect the, obviously, my own interests, but also those of the staff of the company.
Yeah.
The former staff of the financial services department are all with us, but are still employed by the solicitor's practice.
Oh, my goodness.
Rather than the new company.
Yeah.
Clearly, over the time, they have been suffered, and the work has certainly suffered.
Yeah.
I'm certain I've said and done things about which I'm not proud in the heat of the moment, and I think I could have been more professional throughout the whole period.
Okay.
I feel I've lost focus. What we have done through this is to ensure, insofar as we're able, that clients haven't suffered.
Okay.
So we have outsourced quite a number of clients, including a number of my best clients.
Wow.
Some of whom we will not get back.
Right.
Internally we've restructured, but because we haven't, because of the uncertainty,
yeah,
it's meant that we've have followed the precedence manual that we set out, but I feel we're not all 100% committed to it.
Yeah.
And the situation that I'm in personally is I have had other offers from other firms, but the direction that I want to go, when I look back to my personal objectives and vision, is very much involved with a professional firm.
Uh-huh.
And although I might have questioned some of that professionalism in this period, I think that we are now all looking in the same general direction.
Right.
At the moment, the business, we have currently no clients, in that with the firm Home being deauthorised, we have written to all the former clients to explain the circumstances, and that we now have set up a new company which is an appointed representative.
Right.
And by default we hope that they will all come in.
Right.
What we're doing is Roger and I are approaching about 30 clients each whom we would like to be a part of the new business.
Right.
On a fee basis. And really we are building from scratch, in that we are struggling to use the systems previously in place for the solicitor's practice.
Right.
We have a software provider who was due to come in yesterday to do our training, but due to illness couldn't attend. So currently we're not quite sure how we're even supposed to be doing our reports. So we're in a little bit of a mess.
Okay.
I personally looked at joining St. James's Place, although in my heart I don't think it's right for my clients.
Yeah.
And myself, in that I've always taken the view that I wish to be completely independent.
Right.
Although currently, with not being able to operate agencies with a number of major insurance companies, we're not actually... Although I can advise on every policy, we're not open to get information from every provider.
Right.
So I'm just recapping things in my own mind, because
yes.
it helps me to talk to somebody else about the problems, and I think we're now getting onto a more level field. I know that personally I have been quite upset and depressed over the past, but I do feel we're making some progress, albeit very, very slowly.
Okay. So what things are wrong now that you wish would be otherwise?
I think the ideal situation I would like to get to is offering a completely independent business that is, I think, directly authorised, so that what we can do is provide a complete service to the clients we've identified as being suitable.
Right.
And I did launch my own business. However, I was unable to get sufficient capital to make it successful.
Right.
And we had some... So we say disagreement on the legal side as to which clients I could and couldn't approach.
Right.
My own niche market, I have appointed the sisters of the current practice as trustees.
Right.
Which meant that effectively I was unable to take the main crux of my new business idea with me.
Yes.
And I'm reconciled to that. I have looked at other practices in the area, and I feel that... I'm probably best in this involvement with the largest firm locally.
Right. Okay. So what's wrong with the current business model that you wish could be otherwise? The current business structure.
The current business structure is, I think, that the appointed representative, the network that we chose... we chose very much as a lifeboat.
Right.
In that we were in a position where we physically could not write business.
Right.
We needed to get authorised quickly.
Yeah.
We chose a network that has very little in the terms of exit penalties we can get out of the arrangement.
Sure.
I think what we're looking at really is over the next 6 months' survival. The business, I think, will be assessed at the end of this year,
yeah,
to see whether we actually have a profitable business that can go forward.
Now, and who will be making that decision? The solicitors?
Yes, the way the business is at the moment, the business is owned by three solicitors with a third share each.
Yes.
I have a single share, Roger has a single share. These are B shares with no voting or other rights. At the end of that period, what is happening is the financing of the business up until then is effectively guaranteed by the solicitors.
Mm-hmm.
Roger and myself will be remunerated on a percentage of business written.
Right.
What we need to do is to achieve a profit that's sufficient to maintain the interest of the owners,
right,
to go forward. And personally, I want to be in a situation where I can effectively buy that business in the future. So I want it to be successful.
Yeah. Okay. And why wouldn't they just give you the business and sell it to you for a song? Why did they not do that?
This is where I got extremely depressed. With the valuation of the business, at the beginning of the year, the owners felt it was worth about £250,000. And I felt that whereas that might be a realistic valuation, that there is an ongoing cost and liability to running the business. We had a number of months of negotiations with several sales to other interested parties.
Yeah.
Some of which I was involved in and some of which I was not.
Yeah.
We did look at professional practices and dealing with other professional practices whom I would respect and be happy to deal with.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, the current owners, and this is my opinion, were too greedy and wanted too much.
Yeah.
We did agree a sale price. They did agree to sell the business to myself.
Right.
And then at the 11th hour pulled out.
Yes.
Having got a valuation from the network which I recommended and put in place, the Network,
yeah,
Direct, considerably above what I was paying.
Right.
And that was the stage when, yes, I got quite depressed. I think we have moved on from that.
Yes.
What we have not had in the business has certainly not been efficient in terms of systems, in that we use quite a number of different systems, some paper-based and some online.
Right.
And one of my objectives with the sale or whatever eventually happened was to ensure we just use one system so that we could give accurate figures. One of the problems that we have had in the negotiations is that I think our estimates have been fairly accurate, they haven't been definitive. And one of the things that we are doing now is to ensure that all the business goes through the one network on one system.
Yes.
So that we can actually agree what is renewal and what is new business and the value of individual clients.
Yes.
Which had previously been a best guess.
Now, just going back to that question about the value of the business, just tell me what the recurrent revenue is again?
The reality is we don't really know, but we think it's somewhere between £60,000 and £80,000 per annum.
I'm talking to a number of... this is just a passing comment and not meant as an instruction or attempt to coach, but I'm talking to a number of... acquisitive groups at the moment who really know what they're talking about. They're not financial planners, they're business people who know how to value a financial planning business, because this is the business they know very well. And they're just very acquisitive groups. And what I'm getting is, unless the business model works sweetly and hums like a dream and you know, the leadership is of A1 grade in terms of knowing how to run a financial planning business model, and the clients pay fees and the systems work so that the leader can take a 6-month break and the systems would still work, blah blah blah, all that kind of stuff you and I have talked about for the last 2 years really.
Yeah.
The most that any business in this industry can expect from somebody who knows what they're talking about, and that's the key, who actually knows what they're talking about, is 1.5 times recurrent revenue.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just think the directors, as you probably felt when you were very depressed, are just living in Gaga land.
In fact, that was the offer that I had made was actually based on initially 1, then 1.5 times the recurrent revenue.
Yeah.
The sticking point we came to is that I had also built into that salaries for the advisors working within the business.
Right.
And what they wanted was that I personally wouldn't draw any salary in spite of working in the business and running it.
Right.
So, in effect, I was taking on all the liability.
Yes.
Without the salary for the part, for maybe temporary or not, but the part where I was actually working in the business. So in effect, in reality, I was probably paying 3 or 4 times recurrent income.
Yes.
And I felt that that was ultimately too much.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, so your reason for staying in this situation is because...
My reason for staying is, to be blunt, I need the income.
Yeah.
I did spend a fair amount of my own money getting things to a stage that I thought were right.
Yes.
And without wishing to run up further debt, I felt that the purchase price was not right.
Yeah.
I did look very seriously at setting up on my own.
Yes.
Business from home.
Uh-huh.
I talked it through with Louise, my wife, and we felt that for ourselves it wasn't right to do that.
Yes.
In the space available, and also our needs at present.
Yes.
So I have a need to bring in an income of at least £2,100 net per month.
Yes.
And with the boys and their teenagers, lovely teenagers, we felt that my time would be better spent doing the jobs I do at home and with the church and other areas that
yes.
I'm doing.
Yes.
And that I ought to consider a fixed amount of time to the business.
Yes.
And we felt we did put together a plan which would have been, as you're probably aware, for self-employed business, 70 or 80 hours to get it up and running for 2 years.
Yes.
And we felt that if we were in a situation where we had to fight through the courts for ownership of clients.
Yes.
With the biggest firm of local solicitors.
Yeah.
Although we got the opinion that we would ultimately be successful.
Yes.
That would not do the business any good.
No, absolutely.
So from a commercial position and talking to local accountants and other business professionals, it seemed that either I would need to go to a separate company and I quit St. James's Place, or work something out here.
Yes.
That in the full knowledge that at the end of 6 months it would be fully reviewed.
Yes.
And the business is less in order than I thought it was. It certainly is not humming.
Yeah.
I think we are now all, we've had a lot of very frank and open discussions, differences of opinion, but I think that we are at least all now pulling in the same direction.
Right.
With an awful lot to do simply to get the business running. We have to bring clients back in.
Yes.
And we are struggling to... We haven't yet put business through the new agency. We're just putting our first few cases through.
Right.
We know that the network we've chosen has got difficulties that we're now aware of.
Yes.
Personally, I don't think it will survive, which means that there are a lot of pressures on us that really we're in a survival mode, I think, for the next 6 months.
Yes, yes.
What has upset me a little bit is that I feel, you know, I've got a lot of ideas, of good ideas. At the moment, we haven't actually got a website. We have got the okay for it. It has been developed.
Sure.
but a client would struggle to find us at the moment.
Yes, yes.
On the other hand, it does mean that we have got scope to develop that the way that we would like.
Sure.
Subject to our current owners clearly want to develop their own brand.
Yes.
And have a marketing strategy which is to be the top local provider for legal services and financial services.
Sure.
And what I long term I would like to branch out from this office and not be wholly dependent upon one source of business. In the interim period, we have to first of all secure that business. And have a model that works perfectly. So when I look at the key steps of the advisor gym and apply it to our business, I think with where we are going, we are in a survival mode, but I think we are, at least in the next 6 months, decided upon that. How we will get there, we're at the stage where we really do need to survey clients as we bring them into the practice to see what they really want.
Right.
So, you know, I would say that's the stage we're at there. In terms of who will be involved, at the moment, the team structure is clear. I'm the managing director. Roger is a co-director. We have separate owners. We have separate staff. There is some resistance and some concern throughout the business because people are concerned about their future, naturally,
right,
after what's gone on.
Yes.
But I think we are in a situation where we can guarantee things for 6 months.
Right.
And we need to have a profitable business at the end of that period.
Sure.
We have contacted all former clients to tell them of the changes, and we're now about to contact individually, Roger and myself, the clients that we want to be a part of the new business.
And do you think the clients will want to stay with the business given whatever messages they've had?
Yes, I think there is a degree of loyalty. Mm-hmm. We have, and I've certainly struggled to carry out the reviews that I'd scheduled in that I was not able to give financial advice.
Yeah.
So I've had to do partial reviews and refer to other local advisors.
Yes.
It has helped me build relationships with the local advisors. We are in a very competitive market, and I think that the competition, it really has opened my eyes to what is out there.
Sure.
And the fact that we, all advisors, are only a small dot on the horizon for most prospective clients.
Yes.
So we have a lot of work to do there.
Yeah.
In terms of how we track progress, we have put together a fee-based package. We are, with existing clients, looking to offset commissions. The fees are not high enough, really, to make the business sustainable.
Yeah.
I'd like to say that that's deliberate, in that we want to get numbers in place and we want to re-establish ourselves.
Yeah.
I'm torn between two minds. One is setting these at the level that I feel they ought to be at, and the second is appeasing our owners and staff in saying, look, we have got renewal sufficient to guarantee your salary for the next 12 months.
Sure, okay.
So we've had a lot of, different directions.
Yeah.
I think we've been in a huge storm in the middle of the ocean.
Yes.
In a very small boat.
Yes.
But I think as the storm now is beginning to subside,
yeah,
I feel our direction is clear. My own situation is that I feel that it's probably right for me to move on in the longer term.
Yes.
What I do wish to do, though, is to make sure that my clients are looked after, those I choose to take with me and those that choose not to come.
Sure. Okay. This has been a real tough time for you.
It has been a tough time, and I think part of it, I think running out of money really opened my eyes.
Yes.
The business itself, we no funds in. We have now got a loan from the owners of the business.
Yeah.
And we can at last see some of the former agencies transferring business across.
Yeah.
So the current objective is to get the cash flowing.
Yes.
To give ourselves the breather to develop the business properly.
Yeah.
I don't want to get to a situation where we'll do anything for anybody.
Yes.
So we'd still need to keep barriers in place, although at this stage they're lower than I would like them to be in 12
sure.
months' time.
Sure, yeah. Okay.
Hopefully in 6 months' time.
All right. So both business-wise and personally, you're all in survival mode?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And yes, I think that from the 1st of January, if things go the way that we expect,
yeah.
That I personally will be better off and happy.
Yeah.
What I realise is that this is by no means a done deal,
yeah.
And that whilst I expect it to succeed, there's a very real possibility that it won't,
right.
And that we will all part company.
Yes.
We have a shareholders agreement that I need to sign. The business is effective from the 1st of this month. However, we haven't all signed on the dotted line.
Yeah.
And one of the situations has been quite openly that we've looked at this and said, well, you know, if the worst comes to the worst,
yeah.
We all need to be able to walk away from this.
Sure.
And so that has been a key position. So I think we're in a sort of 6 month mode, and then what happens thereafter.
Yeah.
And I think now that I am committed to this. I had looked at jumping ship. I've looked at so many options that it's. I think I just overpowered my mind.
Yes.
There was too much choice, like the kid in the candy shop.
Right.
And, you know, I feel it deflected me. So in the storm, we weren't always heading in the right direction.
Right.
And just running in front of the wind.
Right.
And as I said right at the beginning, I have realised that, you know, I am the problem, and I have taken the time to listen thoroughly to my staff, and rather than trying to impose or say, look, this is definitely where we're going, involving them far more, and
right.
I'm saying that in reality I don't know all the answers, and I do depend on them.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw the film, it was on the other day, The Damned United, but that highlighted to me the value of a team position as against an individual.
Sure.
A very talented individual who was brilliant as part of a team, but only very good on his own.
Yes, yeah.
And I think that I'm probably the same.
Okay.
I think on my own, I'd like to think I'm very good, but I'm not brilliant.
Yes.
I can be brilliant as part of a team.
Right, I understand. Well, thank you for running through that with me. That's an awful lot on your shoulders, and you know, hopefully just talking through it has just allowed you to let some steam out.
It's also, I think, clarified my own mind, because I've spoken to a lot of people who have different vested interests, and you know, I've looked at putting myself as looked at doing the best for everybody, and then for myself, and then for the family, and I think I've got at times away from my true path.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm going to open up the laser coaching schedule to you for September if you want to at least talk and just let some steam off or just bounce ideas around. And then what we'll do is we'll wait till I'll think about the workshop situation, and you think about it too, whether, you know, would you like to be invited to the next workshop at the end of September, blah, 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 or do you just want to knuckle down and survive and all that kind of stuff. So let's talk about that in September if it's okay with you, Stuart.
Yes.
But I'll certainly be available to talk in September. Unless you feel I actually don't need to talk at the moment, I'm okay. Then we'll kind of begin to review where you and I stand, perhaps after the workshop, and then just see where you are. Is that okay?
David, that would be fantastic.
Okay, let's talk again in September. I'll be here by email until the end of July, but I'll take a break in August and just not be available to anybody. Come back refreshed and be able to function effectively. Thank you for talking things through with me.
No, thank you for listening, David. It has been more valuable than maybe you realise.
Okay, and appreciate you being open to it. It's not easy to admit some of the things you've said to me today. That's hard.
I have found it hard, but I think it has been a relief. I feel a huge weight off my shoulders.
Right.
And I have apologised to staff and people here and said, look, the issue is with me.
Okay.
And although it was difficult to do, I felt tremendous afterwards.
Okay, and that takes a lot of courage.
I didn't realise how under the thumb I'd become.
Right. That takes a lot of courage. Let's talk again in September.
Thank you.
And I'm here by email until end of July.
Thank you.
God bless you, Stuart.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
Goodbye.